Hey Pijuju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chami, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Wait, it's almost 1800 hours! Mm. I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Shombe from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade, and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. We are very happy to be here.
Great news. Impa just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
It's an economic segment with me, David Shombe. We are very happy to be here. It's the 30th of October, 2025. We have 1 day before the end of the month, before the beginning of November, and nearly to, you know, festive season. And yeah, we are pushing, we are progressing at an understandable pace. And this is the time and the hour that we discuss, engage and unpack aspect of business, economics and governance issues. This is a platform. We look at global, regional and also domestic affairs. And, you know, we are greeting you wherever you are finding yourself. Some of you are going back home on your, some of you are on your way to work, some of you are jogging, some of you are having a cold beer, cold drinks, or you are just having time out. But the question that we must always ask ourselves, especially in this economy, is that who are you staying with? Who are you communicating with? Who are you spending much time with? And what is that person adding to your value? How is that person adding to your value? And remember, you are a definition of five people that you stay with. If you stay with five criminals, you will be the fifth one. If you stay with, developmental enthusiasts, you will be one of them. If you stay with gossipers, you will be a gossiper. And if you stay with those who are waiting to change their life and become participant in economic development issue, those who are willing to enlighten themselves, those who are willing to learn, and also those who are willing to help each other, particularly on the ground of, emancipating yourself from mental slavery and find better and new ways on how to deal with economic affairs, then you are on the right track. And yeah, like any other days today, we are going to speak about the aspect of negotiation skills and also to try and find the difference between negotiation skills, talking, and also just general communication. And we're also going to look at the aspect, what are the techniques and key skills of negotiation skills? Because one of the things that we look at, especially in persuasion of economic goals, in persuasions of happiness, we end up realizing that life is not only about properties and money, but it's also about character building. And we're asking a question to say, are our entrepreneurs, are our employees, are our, business strategist and also executive have the power of negotiation skills? And maybe also to look at what are some of the key areas of negotiations, because there's a saying to say, in the street, in jail, in business and in politics, it's not about always using the power of physical force, but there is power in collaboration, there is power in negotiations, and there is power in finding a ground. And also maybe to ask yourself and put yourself on the scales to say, when it comes to the negotiation skills, What do I mean when we speak about negotiation skills? Do I have power and also capacity to negotiate? And what is the basic definition of negotiations? And what are some of the variable outcomes that are coming from the negotiation? Because you realize that if you go deep into the definition of negotiation, you realize that every day, every time you have to negotiate, you are negotiating with your loved one, you are negotiating with your partner, you are negotiating with your business partner, you are negotiating with the community. It's about negotiation, it's about trading, it's about give and take, and it's also require a level of skills and also effective communication. And you're asking also yourself a question that, you may find somebody who has everything that he or she needs, but what is lacking is high level of emotional intelligence, sitting at the table and try to understand people from both sides. Have you ever gone to an event? Have you ever went to a place? Then you realize that after meeting this person is not able to communicate effectively. Although they are speaking a smooth English, they will not be able also to understand another person and get what is needed, and also by not neglecting the other person's interest. We realize to say the best among us, and when you do your research and study corporate leader, you study effective politicians and also variable politicians, because remember, there are those who are doing their work, there are all those who have high level of leadership, but one among other skills is the power of negotiation, is a power of understanding another person, and also is a power of possession of high level of emotional integrity, high level of emotional intelligence, and also conflict and dispute resolution. Look at this. After every conflict, after every war, after every fight. And for those of you who are following Madlanga Commission, or those who are following South African ad hoc committees and the Commission of Inquiry, you'll be able to understand that even when they go deep and understand what is the main root cause of criminal activities in South Africa, you'll be able to understand there are gangs who have to come to the point of negotiations. So human beings, we have a power to negotiate, understand, to be also have a sense of understanding one another person, and also solving conflict by compromise or by trading off, so that you can share a common vision. So the absolute definition of negotiation is a strategic discussion between two or more individuals or institution to mutually accept the agreement on the matter under a discussion. It can be a negotiation over a business deal, it can be a negotiation over a conflict of parties, and can be a discussion based on it can be a tender, can be an investment, and those who have power of negotiation and also understand high level of human skills, then they will be able also to get away with success, and they'll be able also to contribute to the development of themselves, personal development, and also indeed professional development. At this juncture, have you ever asked ourselves the question of, say, why the case of genocide is not yet solved, for example? Is it because maybe we are lacking some high level of negotiation skills? Maybe we are negotiating with too much emotions? Maybe we are lacking in terms of those who have capacity and ability to negotiate? Maybe we need to learn more in terms of approaching those who we want to understand each other, those who we want them to be accountable for what they have done to our people? Or could it be that when it's coming to advancement in terms of the world, the 21st century skills of development, we are lagging behind? Could it be that we underlook some of the skills that we can be able to come up with, particularly when you are on the table with those who have been in diplomacy for quite some time? Now, I was reading certain political literature, especially regarding Namibia diplomatic diplomatic events, especially post 1990, when the man by the name Dr. the late Theo Ben-Gurirab, you know, was being described as diplomatic or a diplomat of high note or diplomatic par excellence. And he was known to be a best negotiator, and he was known to solve a lot of conflicts on the table. And even, you know, former apartheid counterpart such as Pig Bot, they understood, you know, that with Theo Ben-Gurirab, you have to understand where he is coming from. And he understands everything before he comes to the negotiation. And with that, at the diplomatic front, Namibia was respected in the world. And it's only Namibia and few other countries in the world at that time that Theo Ben-Gurirab, or the late Theo Ben-Gurirab, who at one point was, I know, minister of, first minister of foreign affairs, speaker of parliament, and also prime minister, who, you know, at one point served as president of United Nations General Assembly, particularly in the early 2000, then you'll be able also to understand that what made this man so respectful. And one of that literature is a negotiation of Walvis Bay. Have you ever thought, have you ever imagined that what it would be if Walvis Bay was still part of South Africa post 1990, but that did not come as a result of anybody who took an AK-47 assault rifle or take a machine gun and start fighting, but somebody who sat on the table to say, look, this is where I'm coming from, this is where I meet you, and this is the outcome which I want. Now, is diplomacy, is business, then you bring it down to, you know, entrepreneurs. Would it be that in terms of business communication, in terms of the way entrepreneurs are doing their deals, they are doing their deals too much looking on the price than looking at the building relationships? Because it's one thing to meet a person, then disagree respectfully without insulting each other, because this person, you are still going to need him or her in the future, because you know why? You have built that relationship. Now, importance of negotiation? Number one is building and maintain relationship. That one I've mentioned. Resolve conflicts. After every war, look at what is happening between the Ukraine and Russia. Look at also what's happening between Gaza and Israel. After every war, these people still have to come and sit and negotiate. Look at the releasing of prisoners. Look at all these things which have been happening, particularly when it comes to conflict resolution. People have to sit and come on the table. And now, looking at Namibia, where Namibia is now, looking 10 years from here or 20 years from here, you'll be able to realize that a lot of investors are moving toward Namibia. A lot of business people in the world are moving toward Namibia. A lot of foreigners are moving toward Namibia. Migrants too are moving toward Namibia. But the question that you need to ask is that, how do you negotiate with an advantage in your own country with the resources that you have to make sure that those who are coming in your country are also be able to respect you, and you are negotiating without the poverty mindset? You know, there is actually one statement which was stated by, you know, the commander-in-chief of the Namibian Defense Force, and, the President of the Republic of Namibia, Dr. Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah, mentioned something to say, let us use our natural resources as a bargaining power in the negotiation, and let us not negotiate with a poverty mindset. Now, this is how, and I understand from the background of diplomacy, Netumbo understood that going on the negotiation table with a competitive advantage will bring Namibia to a point where it wants, will also be able to take out Namibia from this, from this situation of economic inequality, poverty, absolute poverty, unemployment, the questionable quality of education, which I'm not denouncing completely, but I have questions to say, how come you taught us for 4 years, but you cannot be able to give us what you want? You cannot be able also to link us to the market. And why were you teaching us things that we could not use post-education, even not to say to work, but at least to strategically position ourselves and expand on those skills that we have got? But now, one of the things that was stated is that moving forward, either it's green hydrogen, either it's oil and gas, when we are training people to work in the oil and gas industry, when you are training people to work in the green sector, when you are training people to work in the engineering sector, when you are training people to manage our resources, such as diamond, such as, you know, lithium, such as, you know, copper.
Großartige Neuigkeiten. IMBA ist jetzt noch besser geworden. Wir haben brandneue Funktionen hinzugefügt, um dein Erlebnis noch reibungsloser, schneller und leistungsstärker zu machen als je zuvor. Bereit, das volle Potenzial von IMBA freizuschalten? Erhalte alle exklusiven Funktionen für nur 36 Namibia-Dollar pro Monat oder spare noch mehr mit unserem speziellen Abonnement-Plänen. 5% Rabatt bei einem 3-Monats-Abonnement, 10% Rabatt bei einem 6-Monats-Abonnement oder 25% Rabatt bei einem 12-Monats-Abonnement. Wähle den Plan, der am besten zu dir passt und genieße alles, was IMBA zu bieten hat, zu einem unschlagbaren Preis. IMBA, where the world congregates. Lade es herunter und abonniere noch heute.
Such as, you know, copper, gold and many other resources. Have we ever trained them on the art of negotiations? And when we train them on the art of negotiation, what books and skills have we used? What book and skills have we used? I'm always inspired by Iran diplomatic, front. Iran is one of the countries which produce high level of diplomatic professionals. These are the guys who outperform the U.S., the Russians, the Chinese in international fora. Go and look at Iran diplomatic missions. Look at the way they spoke during the conflict. Look at how they managed to maintain neutrality and can negotiate with powerful countries. Look at how Iran survived to be in the Middle East. And it's the only surviving country in terms of maintaining its structure, maintaining its natural resources, maintaining its religions, and also maintaining its identity. Now you are asking yourself to say, apart from their leadership, apart from whatever happened inside the country, one of the things you cannot take away from Iran is the way they deal with diplomacy. Now, the question also that we need to ask ourselves is that, moving forward, how do we train our people to negotiate effectively? How do we train our people to have high level of skills so that they can help them to thrive in business, in politics, in diplomacy, and in a personal life? Because remember, you will be able to see that looking forward, African Continental Free Trade Area free utilization is inevitable, whether it's going to happen in 5 years, in 10 years, or in 20 years. But the impact of that, African Continental Free Trade Area is going to be felt about how do we play. You have ballers of the economy. You have the Nigerians who know business. You have the Ghanaian who know business at an international ground. Then you have the people from Tanzania and all these people who are coming to do business with you. Are you prepared to do a give and take, or you are going to be a dumping site? Are you prepared to say no, then you come back and negotiate tomorrow? We are going to be a dumping site of all the unwanted products. Because remember, the African Continental Free Trade Area is not going to come to assist you if you are not prepared, because you can be swept away. Your domestic, your infant business, if they are not able to change with time, they will not survive. That's why today we are discussing to say, you know, part of curriculum transformation is not correct. It's not right at all. And we have seen these things, either it's at the university or anywhere. where ego blindfold intelligence, where, you know, personal importance blindfold ability of a human being to express himself. You can find a very good person who is, let me say, is an artisan, but this person lack emotional intelligence, cannot keep a client, cannot keep a work, cannot apologize and negotiate, cannot, is always on a defense mode, and cannot maintain relationships, is only the one who is a victim. Ask yourself this question. If you are a person who is always saying, no, people do not like me, or people are always against me, or they are enemies and all these things, remember that it could be that you are the direct reflection of what you are saying. It could be that there is something that you need to work on. That's why the beauty of this program and business and economic segment is that we are indicating to you that some of these skills can be picked up on the way forward, and we should continue learning. That's why we are always advocating lifelong learning. You do not need to go to school to learn negotiation skills. But if that is incorporated in the modules, in the subjects, in the practical implementation of that curriculum, that can be an advantage. But if you are not able to learn negotiation skills from university, from the primary and high school, educate yourself, read negotiation books, research about negotiations, watch YouTube videos. How do you communicate and talk to people? Because whether you want it or not, people will always continue, either in life, in business, and I learned that you know, a bit older, although I'm still young, but I learned that a bit older, to say people always bump into you. That is the nature of life. But the way you navigate through people matters. The way you maintain your integrity, the way you communicate, and also the way you also respect the interests of other matters. Because, as I indicated, the best among us are those who understand human science, and also are those who do not just look at the practicality part, who do not just look at the creative brain, but also a flexible brain that can be able to assist us in, you know, in business, in personal life, and in development. Now, look at our governance structure. How many of, you know, how many of our leaders have high level of negotiation skills? Because there is something that people do not really see. That is called a social contract. A social contract is a contract between the governor and the governed. In terms of Namibia, we are meeting at a constitution. We can be all Namibians from different walk of life. But when it's coming to the Namibian constitution, that is a book that is putting us together. That is also a book that we have to adhere to, because that is a social contract. The fact that you are born in Namibia and you have a birth certificate, the fact that you are in the geographical area of Namibia, the laws apply. And when you look at the way a social contract should not only edit the constitution, so a social contract can also be, you know, simplified. And in other terms, negotiation also apply to contracts themselves. When you are given a tender, how are you going to negotiate? How are you going to deal with issues that you do not like at that, you know, at that contract? And how are you going to expand it? What input are you going to put in? And also, how do you respect others in the boardroom of negotiations? On top of that, you know, if we are not, because we have always seen there was, because learning is like, it's like bathing. You will not stop bathing. Every day you have to bath. And, that also has something to change with our mind. Because there has been complaint to say, no, somebody learn vocational training, you know, skills. Somebody is an artisan. Somebody is able to, you know, to build structure, but this person does not have, for example, business, doesn't have theoretical skills. That's going to be more difficult if you cannot speak with people. It's going to be more difficult if you anticipate what people think about you without opening up your mouth and listen to what people are saying. Have you ever seen a conflict that developed in people's mind, but it's not really a conflict because people will fail to understand each other? That's why today at Business and Economic Segment, especially when you are going to almost at the festive season, we want to find a better way on, you know, when it's come to entrepreneurs, when it's coming to the young people, to say life is more than a skill. And especially young people, we must learn beyond the obvious, because in this world we are required to, every day you are negotiating with yourself. Can I sleep for 5 minutes or can I wake up? Because if I sleep for 5 minutes, I'll be late for work. If I do that, it's going to be, you know, a negative impact to my professional and also personal life. So there's always aspect of negotiation. Now the question is that where do a person start? Where do a person start when it comes to negotiation? You need to start with yourself. You need to start engage more in people. And I'm saying this because I attended an event today, and I was I was so impressed by how one professional, whose name is not going to be mentioned, managed a conflict. It was an attack on a person at a professional platform, but managed to deal with that conflict professionally. And I was so impressed to say, if we have a lot of Namibians who think, operate, and behave like this, then moving forward, when it's coming to the management of our natural resources, such as green hydrogen, oil, minerals such as diamonds, we are going to renegotiate those deals. And without any insult, Namibia will have to move forward, because we just need to come on the table and understand what we need, and respectfully, with time, we can get what we want. Now, there is something also, especially when it's coming to natural resources, because when you look at African Union report on natural resource governance, you'll be able to understand that only 15% of the value which is ended to exported, minerals benefit, African people. Then you realize that that is not right. When you look at the way we do business in a mining, in a fishing, in a blue economy, you realize to say that when you go to the port of Aves Bay, when you go to Swakop and Ruderis, when you look at the vessels, when you look at the business which is being done there, when you look at Okapale people, you'll be able to understand that some of the conundrums that we have is an impact of unpolished negotiations. It's an impact of, unsolved issues which could have been solved on the table. Because they say a best negotiator is not the one who go out with the whole table, but somebody who can, you know, maintain the table, and also somebody who can also benefit from that table, so that in the future you can work together. Ask yourself this question: How many times you have lost a deal that you could have gotten just because you were not being able to communicate effectively, just because you were not be able to consider others? That's why I'm always telling myself to say, every day at least I must learn something. Every day at least I must learn something about people. Because there's one thinker and a writer who say, you know, human beings, we spend, most of our time studying machines, studying processes, chemicals, and all those things, which are quite important. However, we pay little to no attention in the behaviors and in the skills that can take us long. That is the skill of negotiation, the skills of communication, the skills of conflict resolutions, the skills of maintaining and keeping, relationships, and also the skills of leadership. Because the conversation for today is always motivated, is always, motivated by the future of Namibia to say how many young people in Namibia we have that are thinking not only about themselves, but they are also thinking about the country. Not only the negotiation that the deal can only benefit you, but the deal which can benefit the Namibians. How many of Namibians manage to attract investors and they meet at the 50-50 level? Show me a deal that Namibia is into with an external investor on a 50-50 basis. Show me that deal, then I'll respect you. Show me a deal that Namibia or Namibia negotiated beyond 50% in operations and also in the beneficiation of Namibian people. Because if we do not have that deal, it means that we still have a long way to go. Namibia is debt level is increasing. That is non-negotiable. But when you are going to international capital, you also need to speak. You also need to give your point. Don't just say, give me money. But also need to give your point. When an investor comes to your country and say, I want to fund in this extension of a certain aspect of human expansion, rather than what the country really need, such as eradicating of poverty, you can be able to negotiate. As you say, no, okay, you want to deal with this issue, but I have this one. Why can't we look at the other area where we can all benefit one-on-one? Why can't you stop imposing things into my society rather than working together one-on-one in the business which can develop us? Because had we have good negotiators, we wouldn't be competing with each other in terms of, where the direction of the country. Had we had good negotiations, we would be different in approach, different in thinking, but one in direction of where we want to go as a country, particularly looking at 2030. So, dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, Devin Shombe. Today, we are speaking about the art of negotiations, the skill that changed the world, the skill that are needed after every conflict, and also the skill that, is needed in business, in politics, and in the street, and wherever you are. You must negotiate. Even at a personal level, you negotiate with yourself. So we are asking the question to say, do we have Namibian negotiators? You know, I'm always looking at some of our young people, especially those who are in the climate space. I say, no, we are climate negotiators. What do you negotiate on an international platform? What do you negotiate on an international forum? There's quite a very big difference between negotiating and also speaking. There's quite a big deal between communicating and negotiating, making noise and negotiating. But how do we improve Namibian negotiation skills so that when time come, when other minerals are going to be, discovered again, as we are sitting on top of a gold mine, we can be able to say our diamond and copper should not just be picked up, because that is what those who were in exile were singing to say. Namibia with diamond and copper, we should not let it in the hands of those who are oppressing us. But how did we do it? Where are we going? So that is the end. Yeah, we are continuing with business and economic segment. Today we are speaking about negotiation skills. What is the power of negotiation? What are some of the skills that we must have? Because I was reading somewhere today where Ethiopia is busy renegotiating with her creditors, especially when it's coming to difficulty of Ethiopia as a country to repay its Eurobond. And it has external debts of around, or more than 20 billion US dollars. And beforehand, institutions such as International Monetary Fund came to the point where they assist Ethiopia with restructuring their debt management system. But one thing that you need to do, one thing that you need to learn is also that, they were already given a loan, but now they are negotiating to say, instead of commercial loans, let us negotiate and also turn these loans into consensual loans. Now, the difference between commercial loans and concessional loans is that when it's come to a concessional loan, it has a lower interest rate, and you are also paying it in the long term. That is another way of you finding yourself in a difficult situation, but because of the art of words, because of the skills and the respect and the commitment that you are making through communication, you can definitely be able to assist those who need assistance, and you can also help your country to be able also to be protected, particularly from economic crisis. Now, the question also that we need to ask ourselves is that now, we as a country, we are a friend to all and enemy to none. But when we are with our friends at an international forum, have we ever asked them to say, guys, we have been in business for quite some time. You gave us assistance. You gave us food. You gave us machines. And you also gave us your products. You know, I was very angry, but really shocked, especially when one economist from is actually employment specialist from International Labor Organization. He was making a honest joke to say, no, look at this guy. He was talking to somebody in front of us at a discussion on economic affairs. And all these guys, especially you Namibians, you are buying toothpicks from China. You are buying toothpicks with foreign exchange. How dare you buying toothpicks, which can only be made from wood and one small machine. Now, it sounds like a joke, but it's what it is. Then the question is that those who were at strategic economic position and at international fora, what have they done to make sure that a little commodity such as a toothpick, which does not need some high level of sophistication in terms of coming up with it, are being imported into this country? Why can't we do them? Why can't we make them? Have we had the negotiator who say, guys, please, why can't you give us machines? Why can't we teach us how to come up with machines? We had the development partners for quite some time who give us money and technical know-hows. But have we transferred those skills to say, now, we have been buying cars. Have we ever even had a plan of establishing one or building one? Have we ever had a plan of that? How is our negotiation skills? We have money. We have resources. We have economic powerhouse, although not equally distributed. We have a smaller population. We have a bigger country. We have everything on the table. Then, at the end of the day, when it comes to the deals, you do not want to believe it. And looking at Botswana, Duma Boko being an advocate, being somebody who spent most of his professional life in the courtroom, defending clients and also settling commercial disputes and criminal disputes, is one of the leaders with high level of negotiation skills. He's one of the leaders who, you know, currently as we are speaking, one-on-one with the BS about diamonds to say, no, it's not going to happen. Botswana has to get something. And that is what we call when we speak about the power of negotiations. It's not about talking. It's not about praising anybody. It's about standing your ground and respecting yourself. Because the outcome is telling us that although we still have and we are going to have negotiators from all sectors, business, trade, politics. The deal is not always in our favor. We were told it's a win-win. It's not a win-win situation. It's not a win-win situation. One minister's previous administration said the oil is not ours, and then people were saying, hey, please end there, stop there. How can you tell us the oil is not? It's not ours. The guy understood the way you negotiated. The guy understood the deals, the outcome of the deal. But yes, the words are hating us, but that is what it is. Your way, how are you going to benefit from that? Yes, through the value chain, you are going to benefit from the value chain. But have you ever gone back to say, no, we have this amount of money, we want to invest into that? Our NAMCO, our very beautiful company, which is entering key strategic Namibian resources, particularly when it's coming to aid. How are our negotiators in that aspect? How are they trained? How skillful are they in terms of dealing with issues of commerce, issues of international trade, and protecting the interests of Namibia? And you can ask the same question to our board. You can ask the same question with those who are representing us in international forum. You can ask the same question with our business persons. Joint venture. Yes, it's good that we have joint venture with bigger companies so that we can learn. But at what percentage? Have you ever thought about the future of, complying and applying and implementing the recommendation of African Union report on natural resource governance in Africa? Have you ever thought of that? If you have done that, have you ever thought of revising the way we handle our economy? Now, this is how it is. For you to move forward, for you to buy more shares from the mine, which is 100% in your country, you do not just go and say, no, chief, go out, I want 50%, you need to negotiate and pay. But you also need to speak with authority to say, this is my country, I respect you, look at my people are suffering, and you are taking millions of dollars. And you are also not teaching me how to produce something from my products. Go and negotiate with our business, our trade partners, to say, how do you feel on this very important occasion after 35 years in business? I'm selling you a mineral, but you did not teach me how to produce one element from that mineral. I am a developing country, demoted for that matter, with holes in my financial system. Grey listed still with high level of unemployment. But when it comes to this point, in the 21st century, I'm still selling raw materials. Why can't you assist me even with 2% of industries, 2% of building industries, so that I can add value to my product? At least in the process, I create employment in that sector. Are our negotiators well equipped in driving key priority areas? So now, moving forward is quite very crucial, and it's also quite very important also to see that apart from that, what is that which is needed to be done, especially from the younger age? You know, high school, university level, we must be taught skills that can help us to survive in the street. Skills that can help us to survive in other countries. Skills that can help us to speak for ourselves. Not only learn them by accidents. Have you ever seen a Namibian young person outside the country interacting with others? She may or he may be well educated, but at an international stage, have you ever seen the confidence of bring one student from Zimbabwe or Great Zimbabwe University, one student from any university in Namibia, I don't want to mention names, bring them at one platform, let them speak? What level of confidence do we have? What level of national pride do we have? And what do we need to do? And because, remember, the future of Namibian leaders are seen in the behavior, the characters, and the operations of the young people of our time. That is how they are seen. The behaviors, the characters, and the understanding of a 15 years old is a definition of the future of an African, of a Namibian leader. And you cannot take that from young people. But we may be complaining about issues that are not going well, but we have a game plan on what needs to be done when it's coming to the future. Because it can't be correct. It should not continue to be the way it is. Yes, those who led have protected us and maintained this country. But when it's coming to negotiation skills, we must go beyond the line which is set. And what is the advantage of that? The advantage of that is prosperity. The advantage of that is importing skills, importing machines, and also reviving your economic system. As we are almost coming to the end of our conversation, it's quite very important to ask ourselves these questions, to say that of which we are identified. If you are looking at somebody who is 10 years older than you, and you are looking at the character that you are not happy with, can you kindly ask yourself this question? Would you be the same when you reach that age? What else can you do now that will help you not to be that person, or to improve the way that person is doing? If you see somebody who is 10 years older than you, and things that he or she is doing, you like them, you can ask a question also to say, what can I do to be like that person? What skills should I add to my set of skills to be a valuable person in the community? Now, how can you do that? You can only do that when you learn from the best. You can only do that if you understand how humans are operating. And you can also do that when you understand that you do not know everything. Yeah, that's why I always respect my supervisor. France is, high level of human intelligence. And when you had a discussion, he may be able to teach you without offending you. He may be able to open up and teach you without offending you. He may be able to understand and feel where you are coming from and where you are operating from. And that is a quality of a characters of people that we need in the society, because when you come to the point of understanding that there is always an area for improvement, and to say that we are always learning, is quite very important. Because if you come to the point then you understand that you know everything, you don't need to be teached, then you are doomed, because you are finished. You know why? You are finished because you have failed to change. Yeah, that's why it's month end. Remember to negotiate with yourself. Negotiate between your heart and your feelings. Are you going to buy based on feelings? Are you going to buy based on quality? Are you going to buy based on price? Are you able to negotiate with yourself so that you can wait for that beautiful thing, so that you can, while you are sorting, important aspect? Negotiate with your spending. And also negotiate with your pocket, because in life is about negotiating, because it's a series of decisions, tough, critical decisions that we are making every day. Because when you wake up, you make a decision. When you are moving to work, you make a decision. When you are not deciding to work that day, you are making decision. When you are not trying to do anything to your life, you are making that decision. So that's why today we decided really to say, in terms of business and economic segment, the aspect of human skills must be prioritized. Because in many cases, we thought when we have industries, when we have built institutions, we have educated people about quality and content of what they are going to do, then we are done. But have we ever thought of building characters of persona that we are going to work with? Have you ever thought of that? And have you ever thought of the danger of incomplete human skills? Have you ever thought of the danger of a lack of interpersonal skills? That's why I decided to move this area of communication, so that we see and make a critical self-assessment, how to analyze ourselves, the way we analyze institutions, to say, have I ever learned, or wherever I go, what lesson did I learn from that aspect? And always observe people that are ahead of you, not with envy, but with pride and feeling that you are lucky when you are closer to them that you are learning. And with that, it will not be a difficult thing to build Namibia smoothly, negotiating our economic deals without having a poverty mindset of negotiating under the table. We will not do that. we'll be having a very greater advantage if we do that. So that's why we're always saying to say, in terms of curriculum advancement and change, communication skills, public speaking, negotiations, conflict and dispute resolution shall not be a matter of, an option, shall be something that has to be incorporated in, those curriculums, so that our people, our students and graduates, when they finish and complete with their studies, at least they know how to deal with other people and also can develop Namibian economy. So, dear listeners, we are almost at the end of our conversation. However, do not forget to make sure that you follow us, Eagle FM Namibia, for your updates in all our social media platform. Like and share our page. That is Eagle FM Namibia. Make sure that when it's coming to Facebook, when it's coming to X, when it's coming to Instagram, you are part of the team. And also make sure that tomorrow the Villager newspaper is coming out with interesting economic output, economic insight from global, continental, and indeed domestic affairs, and also see what are the things that Namibia need to do to make sure that we do not repeat challenges that we have repeated, or challenges that we have come up with in many years. You can look at the issue of the Eurobond. You can look at the issues of the direction of the country. You can also look at the issue of key strategic decisions.